It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertrand sitting in for Steve. Back to 1981, Blondie, starting a two-week run at number one on the charts with Rapture, fourth chart topper for the band, and the first number one song in the U.S. to feature rap in its lyrics. Name-checking Fab Five, Freddie, and Grandmaster Flash inside Rapture, the number one hit on this day back in 1981, some 42 years ago. Scott Bertrand sitting in for Steve here on the program. This portion of the show brought to you by Patriot Foods. They've added new products for 2023. Try the new dried blueberries in 1 or 4 pound packages. Discover pancake and waffle mixes with amazing flavors. You've got buttermilk, chocolate chip, 5 grain celebration, cinnamon, gingerbread, peanut butter. What goes better with pancakes than pure Vermont maple syrup with Farmer's Best, blueberry, strawberry, peppermint bark, pumpkin spice, and salted caramel? So check out patriotfoods.com. Use the promo code America and get 10% off. Free shipping with orders of more than $100 at patriotfoods.com. That's patriotfoods.com. A very, I don't know any other way to say it, a very disturbing poll published yesterday in the Wall Street Journal. Americans pull back from values that once defined the country. Patriotism, religious faith, having children, and other priorities that help define the national character for generations are receding in importance to Americans. The numbers here are grim, guys. This is bad stuff. The percent of people who say these values are very important to them. Patriotism. In 1998, 70% of people said patriotism is very important to them. Today, 38%. In 1998, 62% of people said religion, very important to them. Today, 39%. Having children. In 1998, 59% said it was very important to them. Today, 30%. Community involvement, 47% in 1998. It jumped to 62% just a couple of years ago. And down to 27% who say community involvement is important. Tolerance for others, deemed very important by Americans, 80% of Americans a couple of years ago, 4 years ago, 80%, has fallen to 58% since then. And my guess is, I don't have the cross tabs here, my guess is that decline is not fueled by who the media would expect it to be fueled by, meaning the right. Racist, sexist, homophobic bigots on the right who don't think they need to be tolerant of others. My guess is many on the right would say tolerance is very important. My gut says that many on the left who no longer can accede others' points of view, who might be different than them, who break up friendships and marriages, in some cases, because of a difference of opinion. I don't know. I think that that decline is fueled by the left, not the right. Pollster Bill McInturf said it paints a new and surprising portrait of a changing America. Indeed it does. The only priority that the journal tested that has grown in importance the past quarter century. You know what it is? It's money. Money cited as very important by 31% in 1998 and 43% today. Money is the only priority that has grown in the past 25 years. And of course, the age gap is pretty ridiculous. Is patriotism very important? It's a 36-point gap between 18 to 29-year-olds who said 23% said very important to 59% of seniors 65 and over. There's a 24% gap in religion. Hard work, a 14% gap between those under 30 and those over 65 who said it was a very important value to them. How about what people think about America? 21% say America stands above all other countries in the world. Half said America is one of the greatest countries, along with some others. The share who said other countries are clearly better than the U.S., 27%, up from 19% back in 2016. This is trouble. This is big trouble, guys. People are saying these things are less important. Patriotism, religion, having children, community involvement. We look for reasons. I don't want to make a direct tie here, but I'm gonna do this. We look for reasons for things like the shooting in Nashville yesterday, like these tragedies that we see across the country. People are very quick on the left to point the finger at guns. Guns are the problem. Guns, guns, guns. What are we teaching our children and others around us is important? What's important? And these things are less important by the year. Significantly less important. Patriotism, religion, having children, community involvement. If you don't care about your country, where's your drive? Where's your passion? Where's your dedication? If you don't care about religion, where's your path? Where's your North Star? What are you living for? If you don't care about having children, why do you care about the next generation? What are you leaving for people who come next? If you don't care about community involvement, just 27% said it's very important. Why do you meet people? Why do you get to know people? How do you get involved in the community? How do you care about what your town looks like? All these things drive us apart and make us more inward and individualistic. And we look inward instead of outward. That's a massive, massive problem. If I knew how to address it, I would. I'm saying we got to take a look at this seriously. These numbers are scary. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Here are five more good reasons for multi-sport participation. Multi-sport athletes are more coachable. They have higher athletic ceilings. They become better talent in the long run. They have higher sports IQs. Their sports skills transfer, and they are better teammates. Multi-sport participation is cross-training for life. Learn more at the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.